Apart from the 1 million metric tons of cocoa Ghana produced in the 2011-2012 season, the annual national production level afterwards has fluctuated between 750 and 850,000 metric tons. These are despite the numerous policy interventions. Production has over the years been hampered by a myriad of challenges. The workshop, organized by Ghana Agriculture and Rural Development Journalists Association, GADJA, was therefore to update its members and upgrade their competencies to bring out the main issues to the attention of duty bearers for redress. The two-day workshop, which was participated by GADJA members from Ashanti, Bunuahafo, and Western regions, focused on the role of journalists in sustainable cocoa production in Ghana with funding by OOTS. Nanadakwa called for the formulation and introduction of interventions by the state to attract the youth in cocoa production to serve as a backbone for the aging cocoa farmer population. Among such policies should be an aggressive rural electrification, upgrading of roads that lead to cocoa growing communities, as well as provision of healthcare facilities in such communities to take care of the health needs of farmers. He also called on Cocoa Board to consider giving the cocoa hybrid pods to the farmers to nurse it on their own. This has a greater potential to create more jobs along the cocoa production value chain. Nanadakwa commended GADJA for devoting itself to issues affecting agricultural production and rural development in Ghana, and therefore pledged the support of the Cocoa and Shea Nuts Farmers Association towards the attainment of GADJA goals. The country representative of OOTS, Kwame Osei, said the interest of his organization is to support activities and entities to address issues affecting cocoa production so as to ensure the sector becomes sustainable while giving the farmers value for their money. The president of GADJA, Richmond Frimpong, said another funding by OOTS will be used by the association to motivate members to bring out issues militating against cocoa production in Ghana while helping to improve on their professional competence.
You heard a report from Nicholas Osewusu in the Ashanti region.